We went to. Five-ton trucks full of Mexican troops.
I seen them.
Fully armed.
Yeah.
It's 11:59 at Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I've got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
Now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network, a radio station focused on growing indomitable all-American 21st century liberty. This live episode of the Patriot Power Hour is brought to you by Ready-Made Resources. Plan, prepare, preserve with ReadyMadeResources.com. Now, let's welcome our hosts. Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, Cochran, and Future Dan, the editor-in-chief of the most original news radar on the planet, FutureDanger.com.
We're live. August 5th, 2019, episode 65 of the Patriot Power Hour. How y'all doing? Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, here with my co-host, Future Dan. What's going on, buddy?
Yeah, we got major international global financial news today. China devalued on Trump. was considered a remarkable open admission to everything he's been saying, which is that they're major currency manipulators. We're going to get deep into that.
Yes, definitely. They're not even shy about it anymore. So the currency war is definitely on.
Two major shootings over the weekend.
Yep.
Killed what? A couple dozen at least in total. And one of them had a manifesto on 8chan, which was apparently anti-Hispanic. They went into a Walmart with mostly Hispanic people, shot it up. Does that constitute brutal political violence? Should it be up on Future Danger? Don't have it there now because I'm not sure how confirmed any of that manifesto is, but.
Well, I know where you're coming from. I guess the question is, what is your threshold or definition of political violence? Because I'm sure even if it wasn't by him, which it sounds like it may have been, whatever, the current, you know, both sides of the aisle, but especially freaking Democrats are using it for political reasons, and it's violence. So is that political violence? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
So
But we're definitely watching it closely. It could become a lot more fast. And then in Hong Kong, we're getting close to having Chinese troops crack down, which is a preview to the next Patriot Correspondence. I will be selecting one indicator and describing why I think currently is the most dangerous, and what that is going to force me to do is discuss nexuses among certain indicators.
Okay.
Some are really pigeonholed. They're just they're bad, and if they happen, you need to pay attention to it. But they're relatively isolated from others.
They're independent, kind of. They don't have a high beta. They're not highly correlated.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to pick a high beta, and just as a preview, it's going to involve Hong Kong. So those are big pieces of the news going on this Monday special, season 7, night of the week, usually Wednesdays, but this week we're doing Mondays. And on last Wednesday, I took a sharp comment at my co-host about potentially we might not have enough news on Monday. But indeed we do. Stock market also went down 767 points today on the news of China's devaluation.
Yep, and I'm just pulled up CNBC. Selling intensifies in stock futures. So tomorrow morning, the Dow is set to fall 630 points at the open.
At open.
Now, we've said this many times on Patriot Power Hour. We're looking at percentage change, much more than numbers. If you remember that 800 was Armageddon back in 2008, you got to remember the Dow was like half the size.
Yeah.
So we were, you know, when you're looking at 5, 6, 7% chunks at a time, that's real damage. Looking at 3 or even less, which is, you know, damage, but the Dow is still above 20,000. I mean, I think it was like at 25,000. Remember someone saying the true valuations, you know, should be more like 14,000 to 16,000, and that would still be reasonable. It would be a huge gain over the last 10 years, even if it was knocked down to that amount. So cautiously watching this, there's been a lot of head fakes, but you know, they're definitely playing up the drama now, and really it goes to the Chinese trade deal is a big part of it.
Right, and we got the Treasury Secretary declaring China currency manipulator. We hadn't done yet, so it basically what that does is ends the World Trade Organization. That thing just blew up today.
Literally. So I've been following this at least, you know, about at least a decade. You know, I really got into this stuff around Lehman Brothers, Bear Stearns and stuff. That's 2008, so 11 years, but really, really deep into it after I got my master's in 2009, 2010. So I just recall that the 7.0 mark in terms of the yuan compared to the dollar was like never going to be crossed. And if it did, that was like red alert. And guess what happened? It happened today after many, many years of China supporting this. We'll get into some of those technicals maybe. It crossed the line, and it did big time. So this is shots fired and a lot of stuff really going on. So I guess for an August 5th, it's not really time to take a vacation. What do you say?
Yeah, no, there could be a streak of bad days on the exchanges, but I was giving it some thought on before the show, and at the total value, how many points is the Dow right now in total? We're at 27.
Is that 27-ish? Now it's probably at 25. So it's 25.7.
25.700. Okay. Yeah, it could clip major pieces off of that 5,000 above 20.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what the long-term
effects would be. Still an absolute red alert.
It would be panicky, but I'm not sure what the long-term results are. It could be a much-needed haircut to reset the markets and bring values back down to what almost everybody has to agree are not overpriced. But quadruple digit, 1,000 or more losses will trigger, I think, the trading halls. And that gets into dicey territory where exchanges are shut down. The only question is to what degree does a little bit of a chop in the market affect the people in our country who don't have a stake in the market? If they don't know and don't care, then what difference does it make? But if those types of people, voters, start to get afraid, what are we always concerned about? Capitol Hill running a bailout package through. And it seems like this president would sign something like that in a heartbeat.
Absolutely. So I want to focus or kind of re-look at the markets, not just in terms of stocks, but bonds and interest rates in particular. And we're looking at today, not just the collapse in stock prices in the last, really this, not route, but this, yeah, I think about 7 to 10% off the highs just in the last week. So really, since the last time we were on air, they had a pretty big losing day Thursday, Friday, and today was big time. Looks like we're going down again. Well, concurrently, looking at the U.S. 10-year Treasury, just last November, not that long ago, I got married last November, 3.25%. Now we're down to 1.68%. That has so many ramifications, it's unbelievable. Now, I know we are a little American-centric, and I like to be that on this show. We are patriots of America, but we are a worldwide economy. And one thing I want to point out is the German Bund. And this is, you know, I've always said it may not necessarily even be the U.S. that collapses, the banking system in the U.S. that collapses first. It could be Japan in Europe and or Europe, and that brings us down. And then it really is conflagration. Well, the German Bund is now at a negative 0.522%. So you thought the 10-year Treasury at like 1.68 or whatever was low. Negative 0.522.
You get to own the government's debt and pay them for the sake of doing it?
Yes. So just in the last couple of weeks, it went from a negative 0.25, which sounds really bad.
That can't be capitalism. Negative 0.5. That's not capitalism.
Nope.
No one's making money there.
So again, the last 8 to 9 months, it's gone from plus 0.5%, which is still super low and no one's making money off of it. It's ridiculously unrealistic and fraud, down to negative 0.52%. And just since, you know, Memorial Day, from 0% down to negative 0.52. I don't think in any of my bachelor economics training or a master's degree finance, anyone ever say anything about negative interest rate, ever. That was just 10 years ago. So this is like...
they've done something wrong. They steered all they got into
they made
a ditch. Bad.
They made a boo-boo.
Yes.
Now the black hole of debt is sinking everything except for Bitcoin, which is up like 8% today.
No way.
Yes. Go look at that real quick. By the way, in British pounds, so all the currencies are sinking. So now we're talking about the Chinese sinking, right? And the U.S. is going down. Europe, everyone's trying to devalue and kind of go. Everyone's going to negative interest rates, even the U.S. eventually. But Bitcoin is up big, but more importantly, we don't talk about it much, but good old gold is at an all-time high in British pounds.
Is it?
So we still got $400 or $500 in U.S. dollars before it gets to that peak from like 10 years ago, like 2000.
How did it do today?
It was up like 1%. So yeah. Nothing crazy, but it was up. And you know, 1% per every collapse, it'll add up. But it's still, there's a lot of manipulation in my opinion, so I think it should be a lot higher. Regardless, the old submarine and the bolts flying out.
Yeah, you've seen them.
Not
creaking
just Bitcoin,
a little bit right now.
A little gold, a little Bitcoin, a lot of things could be safe haven plays. And kind of going full circle before commercials, that's where I got onto those bonds. And when I started talking about the bond market, is because everyone's going to them because they're safe haven. So what happens is you got to always remember when bond prices go up, interest rates are going down. So the interest rates are at super low levels. It's because everyone's buying bonds because they're scared. But guess what happens? Those bonds don't perform, and everyone's pensions collapse, and all those derivatives associated with them are going down too.
Yeah.
All right, we got a lot of other stuff to talk about on the other side. Stay with us, Patriot Power.
Good analysis, man.
relentlessly pursuing news for the prepared. That's the mission of FutureDanger.com, an American news link heat map that allows users to achieve situational awareness across numerous indicators and topics, all with just one handy dashboard. This has been the breaker of Bankster's Cochran, and hey, if you've listened to Patriot Power Hour, you know how useful FutureDanger.com has been for our show. Not only does Future Danger list, categorize, and rate dozens of articles each week, Future Danger also allows us to dive deep into the historical archives, empowering analysts and news hounds alike, heck, even some talk radio hosts, to discover trends, better prepare their families, and really just get ready for hardships to come. The Future Danger Dashboard and Patriot Power Hour, teaming up to bring the latest liberty, security, economic, and natural news to the people.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
What if you're not back by the time the engines have cooled?
Why do you keep moving?
What do you suppose he's gonna do?
Retaliate first.
Back to Patriot Power Hour, segment 2, News Blitz, straight off FutureDanger.com, this August 5th, 2019. Censorship news. Networks ignoring New York City man beaten for wearing a MAGA hat. We got California removing the arrest records from the Kamala years as she runs for president. The state of California is helping in that regard, censoring information. And former Google engineer gets quoted on Tucker Carlson. Very biased at every level, Google is. Will attempt to influence the 2020 election. And on that note, as I entered into this show, I was trying to check out gold price by Google search. Mm-hmm. All I get is websites that sell you gold. There is not like Google Finance that gives you the Dow or the dollar or even the...
any stock, Tesla stock.
Or even VIX. Yes.
Yeah.
You cannot have
currencies too.
Google will not let you have.
They even do Bitcoin.
Yes. They even do Bitcoin.
Not gold though, huh? Oh, that's interesting.
Column one. We're sticking with tyranny in its current form in the United States. Secret Russiagate test from fired FBI director Comey to, or I'm sorry, McCabe to his British counterpart emerged. Fired deputy director, not director. IG referral of Comey, the fired FBI director, for prosecution over leaks. The IG referred it, and DOJ decided to hold off. Okay? How the fired FBI director set a trap for prosecutors when leaking his memos. As another article, it explains why the AG probably did decide to hold off. So Comey knew what he was doing to prevent himself from being prosecuted, even as he blatantly broke the law. Privacy news, surveillance news, really. Half of all Americans already have their government faces in a government recognition database. FBI has solicitations on the street for real-time geolocation-based social media monitoring technology. They want to make full-scope profiles across platforms for insights into affiliations with groups. They're soliciting for that technology. They're trying to build it. Some may say they already have it. I tend to believe that they don't have it as well as they would like it, and they're certainly going to find a Leidos or a Northrop Grumman to build that for them. Pentagon testing wide area surveillance across 6 Midwest states using high-tech, high-altitude balloons. That's the surveillance that's being tested and tried right now. We got, in First Amendment news, Michigan City Ordinance forces citizens to promote political views they oppose. I think if they're in business at all, they can't now just choose what they're going to deal with. It might be tied to government contracts. You probably can't get a Michigan City contract if you're promoting.
I've seen these things in my own professional endeavors, like diversity suppliers and things.
We got a federal judge prohibiting Confederate flag from a parade in Georgia founded to honor Civil War veterans, right? So they're banning the flag by judicial decree in public. And that is Calm One News. That's your Liberty News. Security news. We got North Korea firing more unidentified projectiles in the Sea of Japan. These missiles seem to have now become unidentified projectiles in the last 2 weeks. It's a euphemism for missiles, and missiles used to mean that they were defying the will of the United States. So we're in a weird zone of the president letting the missiles go on and the missiles not like passing over other countries anymore. So, but it is technology being developed. That's Korea. In China, as we talked about earlier, Chinese forces gather at Hong Kong border. We're going to have to go back about three or four episodes of Patriot Power Hour where I predicted that you'd see that and what it means. Chinese military released a video since the last Patriot Power Hour of soldiers practicing attacks on civilian protesters with people with microphones, soldiers and paramilitary police voicing all consequences at your own risk at these mock crowds. The link is to the video on YouTube on Future Danger right now. This is under the indicator Chinese civil unrest spreads, because if it spreads too far, that country gets unstable. All right. Hong Kong teetering on the edge of a mass slaughter, clashes, travel chaos in Hong Kong as the leader has warned that the city's on the brink. So major crisis going down in China. It's a green on the heat map because it hasn't spread. Hong Kong is one thing. If it spreads to other Chinese cities, you'll see the color elevate, and this is dangerous because right below it, sitting in column two, we got Strategic Command, U.S. Strategic Command, publishing reports on how China is rapidly building up its nuclear forces. So there's a large nuclear force in an increasingly unstable country. It concerns listeners of this audience. That's why we cover it. In the Middle East, Syria claims Israeli military attack on a Golan border garrison supposedly was a surface-to-surface missile, and that is really a hot war that's just smoldering with Iranian proxies. We got a senator running for the presidency of the United States calling for house-to-house searches to confiscate firearms. All right, don't think if not given the power that that sort of thing wouldn't be brought onto U.S. population. That's Kamala. She's a long, long way becoming president, but she's openly campaigning, and that's newsworthy. All right. We got China imposing a partial travel ban on Taiwan and narco shootouts in Mexico City, shattering the safe haven of the country. Traveling to Mexico may be not in your best interest right now if they came to defend their capital. And in South Asia, we got skirmishes. We got India and Pakistan in the Kashmir fighting with each other on the border. And we have something very unique going on right now, which is unprecedented. It's historical. Since this big zone that's tucked up with Afghanistan, China, Pakistan, India is up in the middle of Asia right there, disputed zone that never finished the 47 war as fully resolved, India has never colonized it. It has never pushed its massive Hindu population in there. It's always been the people who were there when that war ended. It's zone, and it's pretty austere. It's like the foothills of the Himalayas. So but China India changed that. They said that you know they're not going to prohibit movement and the purchasing of property by people who aren't from there in there. This is going to be very contentious with Pakistan. India may think it has an advantage and can press it right now. And they put 10,000 troops in after recent border skirmishes made the announcement that they were going to have this new policy. 25,000 more are reportedly ordered. And there are reports that India is using cluster bombs on villages in the area, obviously villages occupied by militant, Pakistani-backed militants. This all goes back to an Indo-Pak war starting. And if an Indo-Pak war starting, we have two nuclear countries fighting. Column four, All right. We got the first ever human monkey embryo grown for organ harvesting in China. That would have been a sick movie 20 years ago.
I know, that's true.
Rat-human hybrids planned by Japanese scientists. Okay. That's happening in Asia. In the Congo, with the Ebola, we got Rwanda shutting down its border. Philadelphia, back in the United States, declares a public health emergency for hepatitis A.
Ooh.
Florida, the entire state does the same. Pestilence, disease, we keep an eye on it. And coming full circle, we're going to go into the stock market plunging 767 points. I'm only carrying it as green. Okay, that's not enough of a clip in one day to get higher than that these days. Okay, we got the Fed who cut the rate by a quarter point coming out today, and I'm going to find this news and put it up here. It's not here, but I heard it before I came in.
Okay.
Of Brainard, Kansas City governor, Brainard, making a speech about the Fed directly having available a payment system and lines. It sounded to me like language of lines of credit, access to the system, some kind of social engineering from the Fed rather than private entities.
Right.
Okay?
So they're just going to, you know, bypass JP Morgan's and other banks in the world and just go straight to the Fed.
That's going
to
hit economic news disappoints because it's so radical an idea that I don't have an indicator for what mayhem it would cause.
Well, this might be if the mayhem already occurred and half those banks are insolvent and they can't paper it over anymore.
And one more piece of news will wrap up the heat map blitz. Seattle is the first major city with an annual home price decline since the crisis.
Oh, really? Major city with an annual home price. And Seattle is one of those super hot areas, too. It's not like it was some middle nowhere place that was up 8%. Now it's down 10% or whatever. I mean, Seattle, they really were on a huge clip. And expect those to be the first ones maybe that cool off and maybe start falling. Now, as we saw, at least in 2008, a lot of the very elite areas kept a lot of their value relative to Las Vegas and parts of Florida that just totally lost 60% of their value.
Right.
Is Seattle one of those marquee cities that will have a floor under it, maybe even from foreign purchases, right? Maybe, but hell, just the fact that, you know, they're losing that could be even an effect of China.
It's a long, long way from the real estate market melting down, but
right, but it could be that way of crested at least.
It is a milestone.
Only downhill from here, perhaps. I'm not sure. Well, it's definitely, you know, only worth putting in green as you did. So definitely agree with that. So we got a lot of other stuff. We got to talk about these shootings. We got to talk about already pushing for gun control, and even worse than that, actually, gun control might be one of the least of the problems. You know, that type of push. First off, you know, we've defeated them and their gun control every time. Now they're trying new tactics, perhaps more extreme race war tactics.
Yeah.
So we got to get into that and a lot more. Well, actually, there's music. We will be right back. Patriot Power Hour. Stick with us.
Your god, Crumb, and he lives in the earth. Once giants lived in the earth, Conan. And in the darkness of chaos, they fooled Crumb. And they took from him the enigma of steel. Crumb was angered, and the earth shook. And fire and wind struck down these giants, and they threw their bodies into the waters. But in their rage, the gods forgot the secret of steel and left it on the battlefield. And we who found it are just men. Not gods, not giants. Just men. And the secret of steel has always carried with it a mystery. You must learn it, little Conan. You must learn its discipline. For no one, no one in this world can you trust. Not men, not women, not beasts. This you can trust.
You are listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Don't tread on me. Patriot Power Hour, episode 65. Second half of the show. Already hit a decent amount of economic and socioeconomic. Getting to the news blitz. Tons of topics, really. Compared to what we had seen a few months ago.
More than last
5
week.
Months ago. We were pretty empty on this. We said it all, you know, I don't remember what shows were there, but the early 50s, 165 now, but I think the early 50s, there's 8, 10, 12 stories. We're seeing that many per column now.
Yeah, there's more. And there's still so much censorship news that kind of downgraded that indicator. A lot of the Ricky Tick stuff I don't even put there.
Yeah.
It's almost like that indicator behaves differently. Any news that makes it there is of such severity that it's going to be minimum.
Well, that
orange.
I think that's kind of
and the rest of it. I don't have enough hours in the day to find the Ricky Tick censorship stuff.
Well, this is the thing. I was thinking about this earlier. I didn't talk about it, but the fact that here it is right here: the Dow plunged 767 points after China devalues its currency. Well, the first time, or second time, or third time, that could be a green. But if that continues to pile on, and we really are seeing 20, 30, 40% cumulatively over a couple months, then every time you see it go down, you will be orange or red. I'm just maybe that shows is that the leftmost column is already in major dire, you know, cardiac arrest, you know, intensive care unit right now with our liberty. Other areas right now, the security and economic in particular, are kind of brewing, but not having that type of reaction yet. But maybe they'll switch over, and all of a sudden we will only see those crazy things going on.
I got a feeling during a real significant crisis that would activate preparedness
right.
plans that you might have, you're going to see a lot more indicators live at the same time. So, relatively speaking, there's not that many indicators.
Okay.
The news within them is
true.
Multivariate.
Good point.
But when especially, you know, column three right now, I'm carrying three green indicators.
Right.
Stock market crashes, real estate market melts, both not happening, but faint signs that it could be that headed that way.
Yeah.
And then a few other pieces of bad economic news, like families going deep in debt to stay in the middle class, Wall Street Journal article. So, yes, that big, great, big black hole with its event horizon of debt just pulling everything into it, as you described last week, we just kind of continually see an intermittent weak signal, just beep, beep, beep
right.
on that front. But no, it's not a collapse right now.
No, it's not. And if you go to CNBC.com right now, it looks like it's the end of the world and stuff, but they're obviously just trying to get as many clicks as possible. You know, I'm sure they get their best ratings on days like today. So they're definitely playing it up. So we'll see what goes on that front. So let's get over to the shootings and all that. You know, I'm not numb to these per se, but I don't research every one anymore because
yeah.
I already researched some of the big ones in the last 10 years, especially
yeah.
like the Aurora shooting. Cause I was born in Aurora and I was in Jefferson County at the time of Columbine. I was only like 1 year. I was in eighth grade. So 1 year from going to high school, not at Columbine, but a team that they played in sports.
No kidding.
So it was kind of crazy. So like I definitely researched a lot of that and the Aurora shooting and, you know, Sandy Hook and all, you know, other ones. But after the MGM Grand, you know, it's just like, you know, I'm not even looking into these too much. I know you're a news hound. What do you got to say? What's the latest? I might know some of the facts and what's going on, but not as much as you or
well, the
what's
only,
really happening here.
That in and of themselves are horrible, but they don't seem to destabilize the country in any significant way. That's a fact.
Okay.
Now, we're
this one might be, I don't know, man. They're trying to use this one, even if there are elements and a lot of them, I think, in
mainstream media and even otherwise that are trying to use this, at least.
Right, but does it produce violence? If it produces violence, then those other indicators go right through the roof.
True.
It should either of these be deemed political violence.
We were talking about that a little bit before the show. So yeah, that was actually a good segue without even meaning to. Maybe you did because you're a genius like that. First off, I think in this modern age, like, so much stuff would be planted on you, or like, it doesn't matter what you actually did on the internet. They can like come up with a whole new persona for you if they want.
Sure.
So I don't know if I believe any of the stuff that's reported on. They were this affiliated with this, that, or other thing. At least you can really research this stuff. It takes a lot of time. But point is, even let's just say they were politically agnostic or atheist, politically atheist. What's going on in terms of looking at this from the mainstream media or politicians? They're making it political. So is it political violence?
I think what you got, given the age of these two, is profoundly ignorant, disassociated, maladjusted individuals. But who were the guys that went to Columbine together?
Yeah.
Those people, right? That's what this is. Now, could the 4chan manifesto anti-Hispanic,
right,
is that even real? I would need to see proof that it actually was him that did it.
Right.
Now, a lot of these brutal political violence and Islamic attacks inside the United States, we carry that as a separate indicator. When people who profess Islam and are of origin and name actually discloses their national origin and they make attacks in the United States, that's a whole other thing. That's not what we're talking about. These were white males, but of what orientation politically, and does it become political violence? I don't see it yet.
Right. Well, even Drudge was pushing an article saying, what was it? The county sheriff said this Anglo came down to kill Mexicans. And then apparently, did you read this article? I didn't. I've been really busy as well. Like, Mexico is going to try to sue America for this or something crazy like that. What does that even mean? Did you see that?
I saw the headlines, but it's,
you didn't read it. It's
kind of
garbage,
far,
right?
A little bit farcical.
Yeah, it's just people talking, right?
But as I discussed in segment two, I didn't get into the details, but there's gunfire, there's combat, there's street battles
in
of
Mexico
cartels.
City.
Acapulco and all of the border regions are always like that, right?
Right.
But Cancun, where they make a lot of money.
Mucho
de plata from the tourists. And then the capital itself, though, that's not
right.
Where cartels normally shoot it out.
No.
So who really cares what they're threatening to do when they can't bring about security in their capital city?
That's a good way to put it. I am a little concerned. I don't know. There is a lot of people out there that are probably being easily mind warped watching CNN or MSNBC, where they're like straight up every, you know, white male potentially could get an AK and come shoot up all the Mexicans or all the black people or all anybody.
People saying that don't have power right now, so it's not that dangerous.
Well, but you know, they're trying to build that support. What do you see this going into 2020? You think this could be a big issue if another or two of these occur even?
Yeah, if Trump manages to lose a midterm because of this, the boomerang effect on what they'll plan to do, I mean, he can't lose without the Republicans also getting wiped out in Congress, I don't think. And I don't know what the path to losing the Senate is in this next general election, but if that were to happen, then watch out, because you would have black and red all over Future Danger. But in the meantime,
massive rebound, right?
In the meantime, one of the angles I look at with any of these shootings is, you know, reports of multiple shooters where the official narrative is one teenager, and people come out of the building and say that there was more than one.
That happened here. I heard a few.
Yeah, there always are. It always seems to be. But, you know, the reports of helicopters firing into the crowd in Las Vegas and actual YouTube videos that seem to demonstrate, and I'm not an acoustics expert, and of course videos can be faked, but you know, gunfire from camera phones in multiple directions when no police said they were shooting in Vegas. I mean, these things you got to watch out for, but I would think that what's the dangerous part about that? If it were demonstrated that somebody acted and spun these guys up like wind-up dolls,
right,
as conspiracies have conjectured.
Posited.
What would if it was undeniable fact that everybody in the establishment had to acknowledge, yes, there was former government officials, former military, former high-level alphabet gang agency people, former or current, that had their hands in that, what kind of radical destabilization could do to the country? It would be false flags being fully exposed, and what would that mean for us? It would not make this country safer.
No. Do you think anyone would believe it, though? I mean, it had to be really dead to rights.
If it's happening, sooner or later, the human beings that are doing it are going to get caught in a way that all of us see.
All of us that are opening our eyes, right? Something like that, like that movie. no, I mean, I know where you're coming from. I like the way you look at it insofar as you don't necessarily have to report on the event itself, but its repercussions, if they make ripples down the line, they will, you know, float to the top.
And I'm sure there'll be
future danger.
A new cinching down of state law that'll attempt to pass ordinances that, you know, then it goes to the judiciary to see if the Second Amendment exists or not.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Probably enough on that, unless you got more. Hopefully no more of those occur. It's kind of crazy. It's like a copycat event. Usually when there's one, there's two or three, a smattering of two or three. Hopefully it'll stop at this. Going back to the news blitz, the news, futuredanger.com, follow along with us, of course. Let's see here. There's a couple I really wanted to cover. Hong Kong. Well, we're almost up to the final break of the night for a final
going tear into
segment,
that four segments.
Exactly. I want to hit Hong Kong later because we could definitely talk 10, 15 minutes about that. What else are you thinking? You know, glad we're not seeing any major earthquakes in California. We had a little few tremors. People were worried. A big one was coming. Knock on wood. It went
several
away.
Several thousand tremors throughout July. But
right. Kind of knock on wood again. Cooled off. No seven pluses that really could do some damage.
We got hundreds of bees dropping dead around a 5G cell phone tower in California as well.
That doesn't sound good. Hey, you're the one that told me you don't even like Wi-Fi, right?
Well, the icon for this indicator is actually a Future Danger preparatory with
That's
Wi-Fi
cool.
with the eyes
skulls
dotted
on
with
them.
Skulls.
That's actually pretty gangster.
Yeah, and if you ever use higher power radio or, you know, your military service and know what radars and the safety involved in them, it's not too far-fetched to think that a low dose of electromagnetic radiation over significant portions of lives, including the day the baby's brought home from the hospital, the day the baby's born, they're in Wi-Fi. So
they don't even understand how it can scramble your electrons and stuff, man. It's a little scary. With that, there's
be like
music.
A specialist in every home in 1955.
Like, yeah, 20 in the year 2035, infomercials. Were you exposed to Wi-Fi as a baby?
But why the bees drop dead next to the towers?
Well, that's 5G. I'm sure that's a lot better for you. Not. All right, guys, we'll be right back. Stick with us. The final segment coming up next.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
Atlas! 3 weeks from now, I will be harvesting my crops. Imagine where you will be. And it will be so. Hold the line. Stay with me. If you find yourself alone, riding in green fields with the sun on your face, do not be troubled, for you are in Elysium, and you're already dead! Brothers, what we do in life echoes in eternity.
You are listening live to the Patriot Power Hour, furnished by ready-made resources and fueled by FutureDanger.com.
I am a real American.
We're back. We like to think of ourselves as real Americans. Living in up to Hulk Hogan's. Living up to Hulk Hogan's intro standard. Right there. I don't know if we are. No, we're hopefully a lot better than a fake make-believe wrestler. Although I did love Hulk Hogan as a kid. So, this 5th of August, 2019, Monday episode concluded now. We got a lot to talk about still, but I think we're going to focus first on Hong Kong and just kind of China in general. Last we were on air, actually, this might have even been after. We were just on air, you know, a few days ago. We had troops on the border, Chinese troops congregating. We've had kind of videos being displayed, or kind of training videos, or police going through actions. Now, today itself, I don't know the exact time. Obviously, they're on a different time zone than us. There was there was fires lit, a lot of tear gas, and even had some protesters getting beat with sticks from some either vigilantes or
triad.
They're saying triad.
Triad, yeah. Exactly. And that's supposedly happening right now, too.
Okay, so I saw a couple pictures that look like some mean mug type of dudes. It didn't look fake, false flag, like some actors. They look pretty mean. They had big old sticks or a wallop. So I don't know how well widespread or not widespread this is right now. It could be way more than we're getting told, or could be getting, you know, blasted out there as kind of reverberated as propaganda. Where do you take it?
I put my money on this communists saying that they're triad, walking into public places, all dressed like in white together,
yeah,
and just clubbing the crap out of crowds.
These are just military that are like, you know, in plain clothes. They're like, hey, here's a unit. Just go in there, act like you're fucking triads or whatever. Just smash some people up.
In the military, not. Maybe they rounded up, you know, 20, 30
ex-military
police forces from northern China and just bust them in.
Yeah. Those guys be pissed off. You know, they've ended up in penal colonies and, you know, here in Mongolia, they'll come in and smash some guys for money or otherwise. So, but for real though, it does seem like the Hong Kong situation is not going away. And what do you think that means here at home? It's one thing if they have their own civil strife. We got our own issues to deal with to some degree. But with the trade war going on, with all types of military posturing going on, what do you think, you know, how does this Hong Kong situation blend in or contribute to potential instability?
Yeah, it's definitely destabilizing. It contributes to all that. But on the positive side, maybe here's a scenario. If you're in China and you're looking at what Trump's doing to you on the trade front, the tariffs, especially and now I'm in Beijing. I've retaliated today with the devaluation, but nevertheless, Hong Kong is going on and on. The people won't back down. If that place spirals into chaos, I'm thinking that the Hong Kong protests may be being spurred on by the U.S. government, but you're also fully aware that Trump has no control of the deep state in this country. So you're wondering to what degree can he really – Or is it just happening? And right. Do the protesters, the mentality in Hong Kong, are they thinking because of this trade war, because of the risk to both sides going down the road?
Now's their chance.
Then now's their chance.
That's what I think a lot of it is.
If
it could be all of this.
If they're
but.
Taking their chance, then the hope that I would have is if we're going to have a major restructuring of economies without a crash,
right.
which mm-hmm. you hope could happen.
I don't want it to collapse, I guess.
That Chinese industry could tank it in 2019, 2020, and now's the opportunity to rebuild what we lost if we're going to have manufacturing jobs in the United States. But clearly everybody has seen, most Trump-voting Americans have seen, that there's a massive population of opioid-addicted people who don't produce and that actually going through life producing in some kind of industry gives dignity and value. I know Trump believes this. So if Hong Kong has its opportunity to try to keep its a little bit of autonomy and not have its people just arbitrarily subjected to what all the people on the mainland already are,
right,
then this is Trump's opportunity to really kind of sow the fields of industry coming home. I don't know if it can or will work. There's lots of mainstream economists that have for 20 years been of a consensus that those jobs are gone and never coming back.
Well, I am an optimist, even though A lot of what I do is talk trash about the banking and financial system, how much trouble we're in. I still feel as if in the long term, what does that mean? 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, we could have, you know, essentially robotic factories, but where we still have tons of employment and just be so productive. And, you know, the unemployment rate would be very low because people are able to bring value when they interact with these robotic systems at these new factories, a new, cleaner, more efficient industry at home. That's home based. I think that's possible. We got a long way to go.
Say robotic, though, it's not the total Hollywood sci-fi.
Correct.
Completely autonomous machine.
Not Skynet level.
It's going to be fairly automated, but it still takes a person to operate
control
it.
Control system, yeah.
It still takes a person to repair it.
And even, to be honest, it gets so, I believe this will be real to some degree, but all the video games and kind of virtual reality that our generation and definitely kids that are just being born now will be able to integrate with computers so well that they will be able to control massive amounts of productivity without huge amounts of training. What I'm trying to say here is that they would be super efficient, where one American in one of these systems could outproduce six Chinese using old technology. We could bring it to that level, destroy unemployment. Everyone's happy. It's going to be hard to get there, and it's not so simple. But the point is, technology is really our best and really only hope to grow out of this. There's no growing out of it with current technology, whether that's energy, whether it's even computing power, data processing, just ability to manufacture plastics. You know, that's kind of finite and nasty in itself. You know, there's so much material science that we could improve lives in and just reduce costs and make everything better. That's the only way, though, is technology, I think.
Yeah, I think autonomous thinking machines, to what degree that's kept safe from programming them to be wickedly evil as well. But AI is obviously a breakthrough tech sector that, if we can gain the upper hand, it could be like the internet in 95.
Yeah.
The getting to space and mining.
Yeah, I was literally thinking that right now. I'm like, that's a whole new thing. If we could actually get to space.
Would be the second that I can actually detect.
Yeah.
And the third, which would be a complete game changer, probably very destructive to humanity in terms of what military capability it brought. But some kind of material breakthrough that allowed for portable storage of energy and or material breakthrough that absorbed the renewables far, far more efficiently.
Okay.
But probably it'll be a matter of running nuke plants, but everybody can have portable electricity battery. Just the next – if you could do AI – or you could get into space, maybe with a space elevator on super hard carbon-based, like
nanofibers and stuff.
Nanofibers, like 10,000 more times stronger than diamond. So you could link up to an asteroid and orbit that. So we had a space elevator. We could start getting stuff, payloads into space without combustion engines. One of those.
Now that's a long time from now, so I'm not worried of us mining an asteroid and all my gold goes to zero because we have so much. But
it could be 3 years now. I don't know.
This is literally, you always say, can we grow out of it? And I'm always like, no, I don't think we can. But I actually do think we can. It's just going to take decades. And it all through technology. And I'm glad you brought up space because I was thinking of that right when you went through it. That is an unlimited amount of jobs, practically. Just making a moon base. You know how much production that would take and how many jobs we could have?
Putting your butt in orbit around Jupiter to mine something. Yeah, okay, there's some jobs.
We'll start at a low Earth orbit and move from there. But, yeah, we'll see. Obviously, we're kind of hitting some sci-fi stuff here. We're not the first people to come up with this stuff.
But when you say this is decades away, means it ain't going to happen for a lot of us. A lot of us aren't going
to
see it.
Well, we can try to build it.
But if it happened in the next 20 years, most of this audience would also benefit from it. And that's not impossible.
Decades. I mean, in my opinion, you got to get through this financial crisis first. And we haven't gone through it yet. We just put a Band-Aid on it 10 years ago and keep it down the road. You got to go through it first. And that's going to cost some
issues. Could we get off of cheap Chinese goods like an opioid addict and have lots of workers in the United States, a lot of American-made products, fostering an environment where now it's time let's have some breakthroughs. Let's go do breakthroughs like we did with the telephone and all internet all the way through the 20th century. Let's do breakthroughs again.
Yeah. Well, that's the only way to do that.
I really haven't had any in about 20 years.
It's either been hidden from us or the rate has slowed. Maybe the human mind has hit its limits of
we're pushing software pretty fast and hard.
Well, I was going to say, really, artificial intelligence and computing power is really our only way to like speed that up. Obviously, the human creativity and the purpose and drive, but yeah.
Yeah, we got nicer foods on cooking shows than when I was a kid. I know that. Not sure whether that's going to employ anybody.
Well, isn't it, what is the old saying? Necessity breeds innovation, and nothing breeds necessity like the global recession or depression. So maybe we need that to get to the next level.
Necessity is the mother of invention.
Now, isn't that an optimistic way to look at a financial collapse? All right. We got about a minute.
It's going to be painful. It's going to be painful. We'll see what the Dow does tomorrow.
I'm not. You know, I told my friend it has to get hit below 20,000 before I consider it an orange to red event.
But it's not a crash then, because if it does it at 400 to 300 a day, it's just a market decline. I'm talking trading halts. I'm talking 4%, 5%, 8% pitfall, drop off the face of the cliff.
Well, maybe they are subverting it, so they're keeping it at that 600, 700, 800 level, and really it'd be 2,000, but they're able to hold the line enough if they
manage the collapse. This is August 5th, 2019.
Yep.
If by August 8th, 2019, that happened, I'll tell you ahead of time, I'm not surprised. I don't see it happening tomorrow.
Right.
But if we do quadruple digits multi-day, and really the derivatives go haywire, the VIX goes bonkers.
It did go up to like 27 today, but we've seen that 50, 60.
Gold, 70. Oil, bond prices, treasury rates. All of these network of financials start to trigger some very, very rare indicators that sit way down in column three in the blue zone. And the blue zone is inactive indicators, and they do sort from most recently used. So the ones at the very, very, very bottom, if you take the time to scroll all the way down, a lot of them have never been active. And you can check the archive. Right. But there's some very strange ones that were all crafted from the 2009-10 period. That if those start triggering,
am I getting resurrected?
Then you know.
Ooh, that's really interesting.
We're in uncharted territory. As of tonight, we are in charted territory.
We are charted.
We've seen this before.
Let us chart a path for you on Patriot Power.
It could gain 500 tomorrow too.
Absolutely, it's been doing that. I mean, people have been, including myself, have been saying this thing should fall apart for quite some time, and I've missed out on those gains. Good thing I had some Bitcoin, or I'd feel real sad. Well, that is the music coming in.
Give us a Bitcoin price quote before we go.
It's at about 11,800. Earlier today, it was at like 10,500. So we got a $1,000 jump in 24, 36 hours. Other cryptos are up 5 to 7% themselves. Bitcoin up 8 to 10%. And let's see, what else? Well, we are going to come back. I guess our next episode is not until August 21st.
Okay.
I'm going to be out of town next week. But if there is something that hits the fan, I'm going to have my backup microphone. So I will be able to do an impromptu show.
A little summer break.
We are having a little summer break. August 21st, we will be back Wednesday. But if something really gets crazy, like red, not just red, but the black alert, black with red lettering, or worse, we will be on the air. But otherwise, plan for us on Wednesday, August 21st.
Yeah, or tomorrow night.
All right, if it's $2,000 drop, we're on tomorrow. Just kidding. All right, folks. We'll catch you in a couple weeks. Have a good rest of your summer.
Here's Mexico. First wave of the attack came in disguised as commercial charter flights, same way they did in Afghanistan in 80.
Navy, they were crack airborne outfits. Now, they took these passes in the Rockies.
So that's what hit Calumet?
I guess so. They coordinated with selective nuke strikes, and the missiles were a hell of a lot more accurate than we thought. They took out the silos here in the Dakotas, key points of communication.
Like what?
Oh, like Omaha, Washington, Kansas City.
Gone?
Yeah, that's right. Field traders came up illegal from Mexico, Cubans mostly. They managed to infiltrate SAC bases in the Midwest, several down in Texas, and wreaked a hell of a lot of havoc, I'm here to tell you. They opened up the door down here, and the whole Cuban and Nicaraguan armies come walking right through, roll right up here through the Great Plains.
How far did they get?
Cheyenne, across to Kansas. We held them at the Rockies and at the Mississippi. Anyway, the Russians reinforced with 60 divisions, sent three whole army groups across the Bering Strait into Alaska, cut the pipeline, came across Canada to link up here in the middle, but we stopped the butt cold. Lines have pretty much stabilized now.
What about Europe?
I guess they figured twice in one century was enough. They're sitting this one out. I'll accept England. They won't last very long. The Russians need to take us in one piece, and that's why they're here now. That's why they won't use nukes anymore, and we won't either, not on our own soil. The whole damn thing's pretty conventional now. Who knows, maybe next week will be swords.
What started it?
I don't know, two toughest kids on the block, I guess. Sooner or later, they're gonna fight.
That simple.
Maybe somebody just forgot what it was like.
Well, who is on our side?
600 million screaming Chinamen.
Last I heard, there were a billion screaming Chinamen.
There were.